Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's now time for our daily tech and business report, and we're joined today by Bloomberg's Malathi Nayak. Epic Games, a major video game producer and a storefront, has filed another lawsuit against Google, claiming that the search giant conspired with Samsung to monopolize its app store. Well, Malathi, let's start with this suit. What is Epic Games saying about this?
So the suit was filed today in California federal court, and Epic Games claims that Google and Samsung were part of a scheme which basically was aimed at blocking users from accessing Epic's products or products that are brought forward by other developers. And the issue here, according to Epic, is a feature called a blocking feature which basically allows users to fight against malware. And what Epic is saying is the specific feature is now set through a default setting as always on. So whenever a user tries to, say, you know, download an Epic app, supposedly this feature keeps telling them that it's an unauthorized source that is sort of providing the software. And it's making it much harder for users to download some of these apps by other developers, especially when it comes to storefronts or app marketplaces. So what Epic is saying is that only the Google Play Store and Samsung Galaxy Store are sort of authorized sources, while all other stores are appearing as unauthorized sources that users are currently being told to sort of stay away from. So Epic says this is anti-competitive conduct because, you know, users should be able to access apps by developers. And what they're saying is that the court must come out with an order that stops this sort of conduct by Google and Samsung.
Okay, I'll be honest, I'm a little bit confused about all that, but it sounds like if someone was trying to download like a game from the Epic Game Store, they wouldn't be able to operate the software if they didn't go through the right store. Is that accurate?
That's right. So right now, you know, if you wanted to download, Epic's game, you would have to do it through, say, Google Play or the Samsung Galaxy Store. But if Epic wanted to, on its own, directly sort of have its own storefront and put the game forward so that users could directly transact with Epic and pay Epic directly so that they can circumvent the Google Play fee, that sort of arrangement is not allowed on Android. So that's what Epic has been fighting for. And there was a lawsuit, that was filed previously, and there was a trial last year where Epic challenged Google Play policies, and a jury found that the policies that Google Play has in place were indeed anti-competitive, and we're waiting for a judge in California federal court to rule anytime on certain remedies or sort of suggestions and fixes to ensure that Google Play is more accessible and that it promotes competition.
And let's not forget, Epic has also filed an antitrust lawsuit against Apple. Remind us how that turned out.
Oh, yes. That was, an older case in a trial from 2020, which is actually one that went all the way up to Supreme Court. And this year, the Supreme Court decided not to take up an appeal in that case. But in that case, Apple mostly prevailed, except on one claim, which was basically related to California competition law. So it was a state law claim. And the judge found that Apple should allow users to have, should allow developers to use links or some sort of communication like a button or something that would allow users to make payments outside of the iOS ecosystem, which would mean, like, you know, a game developer could have a link where if you click on that link, you go to the game developer's website and you make a direct payment from there, where the game developer gets to not have to pay, you know, the 30% cut to Apple. So basically that was the decision in that case where the judge found that there should be this sort of option where a developer can steer a user outside of the app store to make a payment or have some sort of transaction with a developer. And and in fact, just today, Apple has filed a motion challenging that ruling because the Supreme Court decided not to take up the case. The lower court ruling still holds. But Apple is now, has just today put forth sort of this renewed push to challenge that ruling from the lower court. And they're saying, you know, since that ruling, you know, there have been certain changes to California law. And now that ruling, you know, doesn't sort of, hold true and needs to be changed. So that's what they're fighting. So they're trying as much as they can to sort of, you know, push back against that ruling and make sure that it isn't enforced.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Malathi Nayak with Bloomberg. We'll see what happens with Epic's lawsuit against Google.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.